Bourne, and DC Everest, which has a very potent offense, will start up right at their 47-yard line. DC Everest from left to right across your listening device on this Thursday night. Hey, everybody, gets a longer weekend after today. DC Everest has played back-to-back, grueling, mentally and physically exhausting games. You wonder if maybe that'll play a role on a short week. We'll see. Logan George in at quarterback. He's one of the best quarterbacks in Central and Western Wisconsin. Takes a snap, fakes the give, looking for Bankston. Now fires it deep over the near side. Finds Bankston at the Memorial 30-yard line. Spins off a tackler. Brings it down to the 15-yard line before he is pushed out of bounds.
Number 12, Logan George.
Blake Bankston took the fake give. And on the wheel play, that potent running back that they have turns into a wide receiver, gets the pass at about the 30 of Memorial, goes another 14 yards down to the 16, and just like that, a nearly 40-yard play for DC Everest has them in business at the Memorial 16. Tom Weska, Memorial head coach, was very blunt and very realistic. I don't think he likes his own team's chances today. Logan George, hand off to Bankston, lowers his shoulder, takes a boom inside the 15 and falls ahead to the 10, a gain of 6, second and 4. Bankston ran the ball 45 times last week in a dramatic 2-overtime win against Stevens Point. He will finish number 1 in the conference in running. Comes into this game with just about 1,300 yards on the season. And he's like tackling a sack of potatoes with arms and legs. George rolling out far side. Now tucks it, wrapped up, stays on his feet, eludes the sack. He'll run it himself inside the 10. Shashay's a guy, torpedoes forward, and might have the first down at the 6-yard line. Was nearly wrapped up for a loss back at the 20. Instead, is able to bring the ball. A net gain of 3, and it's third down and a yard at the 7-yard line. What a play by Logan George, who admittedly is more of a baseball kid than he is a football kid, but he's probably the best quarterback in the Valley Football Conference. Handoff, Bankston has the first down, digs his way ahead, and he's going to be in. From 6 yards out, Blank Bankston scores. and not even 2 minutes into this one, DC Everest out to the 6-0 lead. Blake Bankston from 6 yards out, and for Bankston, his 21st rushing touchdown of the year. Wow. It's his 24th touchdown overall. Jake Stasniak on for the extra point. Stasniak this year is 28 of 31 on the year. So, if you're hoping for the upset from Memorial, that's not what you wanted to see. DC Everest motoring down the field in less than 2 minutes. Snap is good. The right-footed kick from Stasniak is true. And it's 7-0 in favor of DC Everest. Well, 10:27 to play in the first quarter. Memorial gets their first crack on offense when we come back from Eau Claire Hometown Media and 93.5 The Tap.
So you were waiting until the weather got warm to install a new roof. Well, here we are in fall with beautiful colors everywhere. And you still got that ugly mess on the roof.
Be your strength.
Ah, quit messing around. Go with the Metal Roof Specialist. That'll give you a 50-year, non-prorated, transferable warranty.
Be your strength.
237-2678. 237-2678.
Be your strength.
WIMetalRoofing.com.
Be your strength.
WIMetalRoofing.com.
Well, the Memorial Old Apes will try to counter back here after DC Everest goes down in just a minute 33 to take the 7-0 lead in this one. Scott Montesano with you as we wrap up the regular season. Playoff coverage begins next Friday. We'll have Regis against a to-be-determined opponent. Memorial and North will be on the sidelines this year in the playoffs. It is a little chilly tonight. Temperatures in the upper 50s, but very comfortable for October standards. Not a large crowd on this Thursday night. Stasniak to kick it off for DC Everest. End-over-end kick is taken at the goal line. by Memorial. Brought out past the 15 and maybe to the 17-yard line. What was that on the return? That was Zach Johnson on the return for Eau Claire Memorial. Zach Johnson's been their number one kick returner this year, his 13th return of the year. So first and 10 for Memorial at their 17-yard line. Well, there's an awful lot of seniors on this roster for Memorial that play offense, trying to go out on a high note here. Aaron Gunlock in at quarterback, one of those seniors, takes the snap. Hand off to Simmons, going wide to the far side. Stiffs arms a guy past the 20-yard line and is angled out of bounds at the 22-yard line, a gain of five. It'll be second down and five. Simmons has been a bright spot on this Memorial team that has just one win on the year. He's got 9 rushing touchdowns and now 170 carries on the year. Gunlock pitching it to Simmons, coming off the left side. Gets past the 25, brought down at the 26, a yard shy of the first down. And it'll be third down and a yard, the first third down opportunity for either side today. Memorial in the white helmets and the blue tops and pants. DC Evers, black helmets, white tops and pants. Gunlock in the shotgun, takes the shotgun snap. Looking to pass, the lefty heaves it deep over the middle. It's going to be nearly picked off at the 50-yard line. The only guy that was there was Nevin Poppy of DC Everest, and the pass was too tall for him. He leapt off the trampoline and couldn't pull it down. Well, with it being fourth down and a yard, it looks like Memorial says, what the heck, we'll keep the offense out there. 9:31 to play in the first quarter, 7-0 DC Everest. Shotgun snap, and Gunlock's just going to punt it away. So Gunlock out of the shotgun takes a snap, gets a kick away. It'll bounce right around the 35 of DC Everest. Take a DC Everest hop and dead in by Memorial at the 38-yard line. So DC Everest will take over at their 38-yard line and a chance to add to this 7-0 lead. DC Everest had a dramatic late loss at Chippewa Falls 2 weeks ago. And then last week, a 2-overtime slobber knocker against Stevens Point, a game that they won. And as long as they win here tonight, they will be the regular season title holders in the Valley Football Conference. Head coach Braden Mitchell in his first year as the Evergreens head coach had previously been the offensive coordinator. First and 10 from their own 38-yard line, Logan George in the shotgun, and that sack of potatoes, Blake Bankston with him. He'll hand it off to Bankston, coming wide to the near side of the 45. He'll juke move to the 50-yard line, drag tacklers with him to the Memorial 45-yard line. And that'll be a first down run of 18 yards. First and 10 for DC Everest. Tom Westcott was blunt and honest in our pregame interview. Asked him, hey, what's it going to take for Memorial and North to get competitive once again? And noted something you hear a lot of people talk about, the fact that kids just don't play tackle football in Eau Claire. And if they want to, they've got to go to Chippewa Falls. There's flag football, but there's no tackle football. So kids aren't tackling until they're a freshman in high school. Banks, they're coming off the near side, stiff arms a guy, goes to the sideline, walks down the sideline, past the 30, past the 25, and the 20-yard line before finally he is shouldered out of bounds by Zach Johnson. And a first and 10 again for DC Everest. They're getting 10, 15, 20 yards per play is DC Everest. 8:45 to play in the first quarter. It's 7-0 DC Everest, and they're looking for more as Logan George in the shotgun. He's got Corbin Eisenroth with him off to the right hip. Logan George leads the conference in passing yards by a wide margin. He'll fake the give, roll out near side, now throws over the middle for Edwards, caught, touchdown in the end zone. Touchdown. Xavier Evans was open as he Logan ran a skinny George, post out of the slot Xavier position, and a beautiful pass by George to a wide open Edwards. He catches it right at the numbers, and it's a touchdown for DC Everest to give them a 13-0 lead. 8:40 to go in the first quarter. Well, the dream of perhaps a upset bid quickly being extinguished by DC Everest, and a credit to Braden Mitchell and the DC Evergreens. As I said, they had two physically, mentally draining games. You don't want a Memorial team to hang around. They've come right out and scored two quick touchdowns in this game. The extra point by Stasniak is good. And with 8:40 to play in the first quarter, it's already 14-0 in favor of DC Everest. Memorial tries to conjure something up on offense when we come back right after this from Eau Claire Hometown Media and 93.5 The Tap.
Sportsmen in the Valley know that when it comes to success in the outdoors, you need to depend on a trusted partner like Bill's Sports Shop in Chippewa Falls. With over 50 years of family ownership and expertise in rod and reel repair, you know you'll never let the big one get away. Bill's is local, and that means their knowledge takes the guesswork out of everything you'll need for fishing, like fresh live bait now in stock. Bill's Sports Shop appreciates the local support. Join their Bill's Sports Shop group on Facebook and share your favorite fish picks and videos.
You knew it was going to be difficult for Eau Claire Memorial. It's been difficult for a lot of teams. DC Everest has averaged 42 points per game over their last four games and already lead 14-0 with 8:40 to play in the first quarter here. Well, Memorial will try to get a little foothold here and maybe get a couple first downs and put something together as Stasniak sends the ball down to our right. Zach Johnson up to take it at his 10-yard line. Along the hash marks, bounces to the outside, wrapped up at the 20 and falls ahead to the 21, maybe the 22. I mention it as we began the broadcast. For a lot of these seniors, it's their last competitive game. You might play a flag football game somewhere. Might get it. Some guys might play a little college ball, but for the most part, this is it for tackle football. It's emotional for the players. It's emotional for the parents as well, who remember their kids when they were toddlers just tossing a ball to them, and now a chapter, if not the book, closes here. Aaron Gunlock, one of those seniors, with Simmons with him in the backfield. Hand off Simmons off the right tackle. To the far sideline, to the 25-yard line, initiates contact but can't push anybody any further. Does gain 3, maybe 4 yards. Second down, we'll call it 6.
Simmons, the ball carrier. Tackle by number 18, Nevin.
Memorial held their senior night festivities last Friday night, so even though this is the last game and it's at home, no senior festivities. Hand off again to Simmons. Reverses his direction in the backfield. Gets past the 30-yard line. Has the first down. Stays on his feet as he got hip-checked. And dives ahead to the 35-yard line. Good run there by Simmons, who started to his left in the backfield. Reversed to his right. Stayed on his feet a couple of times and got to the 36 of the first down. First and 10 from their own 36. Again, Simmons on the carry. Is popped at the line as he went shoulder first. And was dropped by Devian Broders, the senior for DC Everest. Broders with now 50 tackles on the season for DC Everest. Second and 10 from their own 36. Gunlock, pass far side, caught short for Julius Clark. Just a gain of a yard, maybe two, out to his own 43. Right along the sideline, and it'll be third down. And long. Third down and long from their own 42. They've got to get just past the 45. Gunlock, shotgun snap, rolling near side, gets a good block. Now he's going to try to tuck it under, and he is dropped, devoured in the backfield. A sack by Devian Broders. Nobody got open, and Devian Broders picks up his fourth sack of the season for DC Everest. It's fourth down and a country mile to go, and while Gunlock is out there in the shotgun, likely to boot it away again. And he well nearly got it blocked as he gets that pooch kick away, takes a memorial bounce at the DC Everest 40, rolls inside the 30 and wobbles its way to the 26-yard line. And that's where DC Everest will take over, first and 10 at their own 26-yard line. You know, I did like the honesty from Tom Westcott talking to him this week. He didn't really hide it at all. I think Memorial came into this game knowing that it was going to be tough. I think Memorial knew they very well could get blown out. Now, you might not like what Tom Westcott had to say, pretty much admitting that he expects to be losing this game in a running clock situation. But, hey, at the same time, many of you don't like it when a coach gives coach speak. First and 10 from their own 26. Bankston, through the left side of the line, moves the pile to the 30, a gain of four. On Blake Bankston.
Tackled by number 21, Ethan Burrows. Brings up second down.
Second down, and we'll call it five. Yep, second down and five from their own 31 for DC Everest, which heads left to right across your listening device on this Thursday night. Again, the regular season for most everybody else will conclude tomorrow, including North at Wisconsin Rapids. Second and five, Bankston trying to go through the left side of the line again. This time doesn't have much of an opening. Bankston and is brought down after just a short gain. Good tackle by Nick Ludwiski. Nick Ludwiski, Jr. for the Old Abes. It'll be third down and two as he got ahead to the 34. Third down and two, and we'll see if the Memorial defense can get a stop. Already 14-0 DC Everest, 6 minutes to go in the first quarter. Logan George in the shotgun. He's got Bankston with him. George takes the snap. Hand off up the middle. Popped at the line. Spins. Did he get enough as he fell backwards? It'll depend on the spot. His rump landed right at the first down marker at the 36-yard line. They will spot it, and it looks like he's going to have just enough. Half a football enough. Well, nice penetration on that play, though, by the Memorial line. And they spun him off his feet, but a good job by Bankston to land on his rump, getting that yard he needed. Again, George in the shotgun. Two wideouts split to each side. He'll quick throw it over the middle to the tight end. Catch is made to the 50-yard line and inside plus territory to the 48. He throws a quick pass up the seam to the tight end, Kademon Anderson. Anderson, the senior, on the reception for DC Everest.
It'll be first and 10 for the Evergreens.
First and 10 for DC Everest. Hey, if in case you're wondering where my partner in crime, Derek Montesano, is today, Derek tied up with other family activities today, but he will be back next week as we'll start the playoff coverage with Regis. And of course, be checking echometownradio.com, our full slate of basketball beginning in a month and a half. Shotgun snap to George. Rolls out near side, looking deep. Now he's going to run it himself. He's got plus yards to the 45. Cuts back in the middle, inside the 40. Now back to the outside of the 30. And is brought down right around the 25-yard line. Brought down at the ankles by Zach Johnson. But a big run there by Logan George for the first down. Down to the 25-yard line. A gain of 22 yards on the play. George can do it with his legs. He's rushed for well over 300 yards. This is, a strong DC Everest offense. I mean, they've put up a lot of points against some very, very good teams, so this was going to be a tall task for the Old Abes, who they themselves have had issues this year on defense. First and 10 from the plus 25. Logan George in the shotgun takes a snap, looking near side, throws to the near sideline, catch made, short gain by Cole O'Brien to right around the 20-yard line. Give him 5 yards. It'll be second down and five.
Tackle the play by number eight, Ryan Schultz.
I do like these Thursday games, though. I kind of like the occasional Thursday game. Used to do it a lot in the playoffs, if you may remember, years ago, have the occasional Thursday game. Logan George in the pistol, Bankston behind him, two wideouts to the far side. That's the long side of the field. He sends his tight ends in motion, takes a snap, gives it to Bankston, waits for a crevice to develop. That crevice never does develop, but a great push off by the line. The whole line pushed ahead. He follows the line before he's eventually brought down at the 14-yard line for a gain of six. There was never an opening, but he was just moving by the line. Like a plow moving all of the snow at once. There wasn't a hole to go into. There was just, he just had a whole line that was moving everybody back for him. First and 10 from the plus 14. Georgia getting the shotgun. Rolling far side, looking towards the end zone. Throws far side towards the end zone. Catches made, touchdown. Kademon Anderson right near the far pylon. Makes the catch a yard into the end zone. Anderson, the touchdown reception. Logan George with his 14th touchdown pass of the year, and it's 20-0 DC Everest. We have 2:44 to go in the first quarter. Hey, as bad as this has been for Memorial, again, a credit to DC Everest. As I keep saying, you had some of the ingredients there for them to come out flat, and they have done everything you want if you're DC Everest to put away any hopes of the massive upset. Stasniak, the right-footed kicker, has made his first two extra points. His third extra point is up and good as well. 2:44 left in the first quarter. It's already 21-0 in favor of DC Everest. Memorial ball when we come back. Eau Claire Hometown Media and 93.5 The Tap.
Attention gentlemen, fall is here, and Muldoon's Menswear has you covered. Whether you're stepping out in style with a tailored Jack Victor suit, kicking back in a Tommy Bahama shirt, or staying sharp in 34 Heritage jeans, Muldoon's has everything you need. Fresh fall fashions are arriving daily, perfect for any occasion, from casual wear to outerwear, shoes and tuxedos. Visit Muldoon's today and find your perfect fit. Muldoon's Menswear, where style meets sophistication. Check us out online at Muldoon's.com.
Memorial down 21-0, 2:44 to go in the first quarter. This is as much of a time as any to remind everybody the kids will still play hard. And why not? For Memorial, it's their last football game of the year. And for the seniors, it's their last game for most of them of competitive football. Oh, there'll be flag football games here and there, but not this. Stasniak sends the ball. Oh, it's a ground ball kick that takes a high hop at the 30. Grabbed by an up man who goes backwards to his 20, grabbed at the 25 over his shoulder, and his momentum took him back to the 20, and he takes a knee at his 18-yard line. First and 10 for Memorial at their own 18-yard line. Again, it's been a tough go of it this year for Tom Westcott and his squad. Now, one of the things that hasn't helped them this year, Tay Ferguson, got banged up as the year went along, so wasn't really usable. He's out there now. Here's a pass over the middle for Clark. Little slant pass who makes the catch. A gain out to near his 25, out to the 24. A gain of, five on the play. It'll be second down and five. Second down and five for Memorial. Just shy of their own 25-yard line. Gunlock shotgun snap, pitches it to Simmons, going wide to the far side, popped at the line, tries to dive ahead, but gets maybe a yard on the play. Tackle by Brennan Peterson, who is the top tackler that DC Everest has. Third down and three from their own 26-yard line. Ball on the far hash marks. Gunlock in the shotgun. Hand off Simmons, penetration in the backfield, stays on his feet as he tries to extend the line to the near side, but he can't outrun the pursuit. Brought down after maybe gaining a yard. It'll be fourth down and two. Now let's see what Tom Westcott elects to do. You know, you got 90 seconds left in the first quarter. You're down 21-0. Do you run a play here? And this time it does look like they may actually run one. Gunlock in the shotgun. Simmons behind him. And now Gunlock will move back, and he's going to be in position to punt it again. Now he comes back up near the ball. Simmons to his right. Gunlock takes a snap, and yeah, he will kick. Ah, it's blocked! It's blocked. Ball's loose to the 15, picked up by a DC Evers player and brought in for the touchdown. It was blocked, and then Devion Broders picked it up at the 15-yard line and brings it in for the scoop and score. It's 27-0 DC Everest. There was no chance for Gunlock. Again, he's punting it out of a shotgun position. That's all he's doing. They're trying to pooch kick it. Kellen Brown had been the punter for most of the year, but clearly, and we noted it earlier in the year, looked like he'd gotten hurt, so he wasn't punting anymore, trying to use Gunlock. They nearly got into him on the last punt. They get to him there. As Broders blocks the punt, and it's 27-0 DC Everest with 1:07 left in the first quarter, and this is getting to nightmare territory for Memorial. You thought it was going to be bad, but this is what the nightmares had led you to believe could occur. Jake Stasiak will kick the extra point, and it's 28-0 DC Everest with 107 left in this one. Well, again, Memorial was eliminated from playoff contention weeks ago. North is technically still alive if they win tomorrow, but they're not going to get in, not with three wins. Four would have guaranteed it. So it's another year where both Memorial and North will not be in the playoffs. And while Regis has been very good, of course, Memorial and North, Memorial's gotten into the playoffs. They've gotten their big toe in the water a few times over the last 15 years, but no deep runs. North hasn't been in the playoffs since the 90s. And it really is a self-fulfilling prophecy that because there hasn't been success at the high school level, football is not a sport that a lot of kids think of playing at Eau Claire. And because also then kids can't play tackle football until they're in eighth grade, what ends up happening is you've got a lot of good athletes out there from Memorial and North. These aren't ham and eggers here. These aren't kids that can't move around. But football for a lot of kids is their second, third, if not fourth sport or activity. And that does make a difference. Here's another ground ball kickoff. That'll be taken by Zad Johnson. Comes up to pick it up at his 15-yard line, but has nowhere to go as racing on through and wrapping him up shy of the 20-yard line is Nathaniel Briggs, a junior for DC Everest. So that does make a difference. When, think about it. You know, the sport that is a high school kid's number one or number two is what they spend all their time learning, working their body towards, and all of that. If football is always the number three or number four, or maybe the number two for a lot of kids, then they're never really focusing entirely on football except during the season itself. This is not a football town. It doesn't necessarily have to be a football town, but somehow got to change the momentum one way or the other. First play was a sack to Gunlock. He was dropped for four back to his own 15-yard line. Now on the second and long, tries to throw near side. He finds Bryce Heckey for a short gain back to the original line of scrimmage. It's third and 10 at the 20-yard line with 20 seconds to go in the first quarter. Gunlock in the shotgun. He's got an empty backfield. Looking under duress, avoids one sack, but not the other. He is pile drive back at the 10-yard line. Sacked in the backfield by Logan Lesmiller. Logan Lesmiller gets the sack. It'll be fourth down and a scooter ride to go. And that's how the first quarter will come to an end. DC Everest looking to wrap up the Valley Football Conference regular season crown. They lead 28-0 at the end of one quarter. Back with the second quarter right after this from Eau Claire Hometown Media and 93.5 The Tap.
A&W is serving up more than just burgers and floats. Introducing the all-new Cap'n Crunch Cereal Shake. This signature frosty mug is filled with creamy vanilla soft serve and loaded with berry-licious bits of Cap'n Crunch cereal. It's a flavor explosion that'll take you back to Saturday morning cartoons. And then some. Visit your nearest A&W and try one today. A&W, burgers, floats, and then some. Valid at Altoona, Colby, Cadott, Spencer, and Withy locations. Order online and skip the line.
Now, the way things are going, we're going to have running clock in this game before the end of the first half. It's 28-0 DC Everest leading Memorial as we begin the second quarter. Memorial's got a fourth down, and they got fourth down and a ride to Grandma's to go. The ball is at their 10-yard line. They'll have to kick it away here. And DC Everest is going to get very favorable field position. Memorial has not gotten a first down in this game yet. Gunlock stands in his end zone, a traditional punt formation this time. Memorial, white helmets, blue jerseys and bottoms, moving from left to right. Takes a snap, gets the right-footed kick away. It's an end-over-end kick that bounces at their own 37, takes a Memorial roll past the 40, wobbles its way beyond the 45 and dead end right around the 46-yard line, but DC Everest will have the ball at their own 46-yard line, or I should say at the Memorial 46-yard line. We'll see how long Braden Mitchell stays with his number one offense. I don't think he's going to take his offense out quite yet, but we'll see how long he stays with his number one offense. Most likely at least until they get it to running clock, and there's a benefit to DC Everest as well. Get it to running clock and in and out of here as quickly as possible heading into the playoffs next week. Logan George in the shotgun, flanked by two running backs. Fakes the give to Bankston. Now thinks about throwing it back, and he does. Throws it back to Bankston on a screen. Bankston jitterbugs his way past the 40. Hits the outside of the 25, the 20. Inside the 10. It's a race to the pylon, and he's going to get in there. Touchdown. Touchdown for DC Everest on the 46-yard screen pass to Blake Bankston.
Logan George to number 5, Blake
Bankston gets his second touchdown of the game. Logan George credited with his third touchdown pass of the game. It's 34-0 DC Everest, 26 seconds into the second quarter. Now DC Everest putting an emphatic stamp on the Valley Football Conference regular season title, and they will do nothing to hurt what should be a very good postseason seed for them beginning. Next week is Jake Stasniak, the right-footed kicker on for the extra point. He's made all of his extra points so far today, and he stays perfect as that one is good. 11:34 left in the Jake first half. All DC Everest. They're up 35-0 on Eau Claire Memorial. Here from Carson Park on 93.5 and from Eau Claire Hometown Media.
So you were waiting until the weather got warm to install a new roof. Well, here we are. It's fall with beautiful colors everywhere. And you still got that ugly mess on the roof.
Be your strand.
Ah, quit messing around. Go with the Metal Roof Specialist. That'll give you a 50-year, non-prorated, transferable warranty.
Be your strand.
237-2678. 237-2678.
New York Strand.
WIMetalRoofing.com.
New York Strand.
WIMetalRoofing.com.
The scoreboard has not been favorable for Memorial right now. They're down 35-0 to DC Everest. 11:34 to go in the first half. But on the bright side for all of these kids, they've got tomorrow off. No school for Eau Claire Public School students tomorrow. Tomorrow and Monday are off days, though mommy and daddies have parent-teacher conferences at the elementary level. Go get to see my daughter's teacher tomorrow, fifth grade teacher at Mann's Elementary. Kickoff for DC Everest, collected at the 10-yard line by Jashawn Quinney. Makes a few guys missed as he gets to the 20 and is able to weasel his way out to the 24-yard line. First and 10 for Memorial at the 24. Now the last parent-teacher conference for the misses and I is our youngest in fifth grade at Mann's Elementary. We'll see what her teacher's got to say about her tomorrow. I'm sure a lot of naughty, naughty things. Aaron Gunlock, screen pass to the near side, finds Tay Ferguson. They get the ball into Ferguson's hands, comes along the near side, past the 30, gets out near the 33-yard line, a yard shy of the first down, a gain of 9, second down and a yard. Use the wide receiver screen there to get the ball into the hands of arguably their most athletic guy in Ferguson, who's heading to Brown in Rhode Island next year to play football and attend that Ivy League school. Simmons going off the far side. He's got a big gainer. Pass the 40 to the 50. Tackled from behind beyond the 50-yard line in plus territory at the 46. A late flag comes in from the secondary as he was tackled. Now he was tackled right around the waist. But it looks like they might be calling a kick. Are they going to say somebody from DC Everest kicked a Memorial player? Yes. They're going to call a trip. It's a trip. Now, that's not how he was brought down, but I think one of the blockers was tripped up. So that's a 15-yard penalty tacked onto that. Simmons, the big gainer of some 20 yards, tack on another 15 yards, and Memorial has the ball at the plus 31-yard line. So Memorial at the plus 31, Gunlock to pass. Looking near side, heaves it deep for the end zone for Ferguson. He makes the catch, touchdown. Touchdown, Memorial. Tay Ferguson with a touchdown reception of 30 yards and Memorial on the board. Aaron Gunlock, his 10th touchdown pass. The senior connects with the fellow senior, Tay Ferguson, for his third touchdown reception of the season. So 35-6 as Memorial gets the touchdown pass, a 30-yard touchdown pass. And that makes it 35-6. Now again, Memorial likely not coming back in this one, but a memorable moment there for the seniors as Gunlock heaved it over the middle. Now Gunlock going for two. Gunlock looking, throws it near side, got a man wide open. It's caught, Hedke. Bryce Hedke for the two-point conversion. And it cuts the deficit to 35-8. And again, for Memorial, they're likely not coming back in this ball game. But with 9:38 to go in the first half, a reason to smile. They get the touchdown and the two-point conversion, and they'll kick the ball back to DC Everest in a moment. Now down 35-8 here on 93.5 and from Eau Claire Hometown Media.
Sportsmen in the Valley know that when it comes to success in the outdoors, you need to depend on a trusted partner like Bill's Sports Shop in Chippewa Falls. With over 50 years of family ownership and expertise in rod and reel repair, you know you'll never let the big one get away. Bill's is local, and that means their knowledge takes the guesswork out of everything you'll need for fishing, like fresh live bait now in stock. Bill's Sports Shop appreciates the local support. Join their Bill's Sports Shop group on Facebook and share your favorite fish pics and videos.
So again, Aaron Gunlock connects for his 13th touchdown pass of the year to fellow senior Tay Ferguson, and then the two-point conversion pass to Hedke, and it's 35-8 DC Everest, still blowing out Memorial with 9:38 to go in the first half, but Memorial with a couple of highlight plays. Remember, that play was set up by the Shamar Simmons 20-yard run with an additional 15 yards tacked on due to a tripping call. Kellen Brown kicks off for Memorial. Line drive kick for the lefty is scooped up at his own 10 by Blake Bankston. He bobbled it for a moment. Now he'll run past the far hash marks. Cuts back in the middle to the 30, to the 40. He's to the 50-yard line. Two guys there. Can they stop him? Far sideline, 30, to the 20. And no! Kellen Brown missed him at the 20-yard line, trying to nudge him out of bounds. Bankston stays in bounds, and he will take it to the house. A 90-yard touchdown run on the kickoff return by Blake Bankston. It's the first kickoff return for a touchdown for DC Everest this year. So Blake Bankston has two touchdown runs and one touchdown on the kickoff. And with 9:22 left in the first half, 41-8 DC Everest. Oh my. Kellen Brown had a chance to nudge him out of bounds at his own 20-yard line, but he whiffed going for the shoulder to push him out of bounds. And even he might have even gotten a piece of him, but as I said before, this Blake Bankston truly is a bowling ball out there. It's so hard to bring him down. We noticed it when we were at the North DC Everest game, calling that a couple weeks ago. Jake Stasiak will bury the extra point, and it's 42-8 in favor of DC Everest. We'll keep it here as Memorial will get the ball back in just a moment. Oh, boy. Hey, don't forget, as I keep saying, next Friday we begin our coverage of high school football playoffs, and we'll follow Regis as far as they go. Regis will, in all likelihood, be here at Carson Park next Friday night. They'll likely have the one or the two seeds, you would think, in Division 6. They'll be playing up in Division 6 this year. And we'll see where they get slotted on Saturday. North is in action tomorrow, and even though playoffs are highly unlikely with a third win, it still would be nice for that squad to pick up a third win on the year. They'll be at Wisconsin Rapids. Of course, Memorial's lone win this year was at Wisconsin Rapids. That was 2 weeks ago. Ball's kicked off down to our left. to an up man, and it's just swallowed up at the 27-yard line. It was a hard ground ball that was swallowed by Jace Larson. The sophomore Larson smothered it like a soccer goalie would. First and 10 for Memorial at their own 29-yard line. Now we'll see what Memorial dials up here. Down 42-8 with 9:18 to go in the first half. Gunlock, handoff, Simmons coming wide of the near side, stiff arms the guy in the backfield, lowers the shoulder and is spun out of bounds. Right around the 30, a gain of 3 hard-earned yards, but Simmons felt that one. He goes right to the sideline, right below us, right along the near side of Carson Park, and he's favoring his shoulder as that one stung him. That one stung him, so they'll take a look at him. Second down and 6. Gunlock the pass, throws near sideline, just out of the reach of Tay Ferguson, who as he's heading out of bounds, there's not a lot of space, remember, at Carson Park. He ends up, his momentum ends up taking him into the backside of the AV unit they have on the sideline that they use to watch plays on the sideline. Third down and 6 from their own 30. Again, Gunlock to pass. Gunlock heaves it deep, looking for Ferguson. It's incomplete at the DC Everest 40-yard line. And Memorial will have to punt it away.
Go for it!
Whoever had the coverage for the Evergreens.
And you would think Memorial will boot this ball away. 42-8, DC Everest out in front in this ball game. As Memorial knew it was going to be a tough one here today, and it's unfortunately played out that way. Gunlock punts it away, the left-footed kick. It comes along the near side. Lands right around the 40 of DC Everest. Takes a sideways hop, and they'll mark it out at the DC Everest 38-yard line.
Aaron Gunlock's punt goes out of bounds at the
Memorial Cheer Squad is here tonight. They're in the end zone down to our left. They're in front of a few members of the Memorial Band. The Memorial Band doesn't look like they're going to be performing any type of halftime tonight. They performed the national anthem, and they're not dressed up in any garb today. The students are just down to our left, and there's maybe a couple hundred students who are here tonight on this Friday. Again, no school tomorrow, might as well hang around. First and 10 from their own 38-yard line. Handoff this time going to Reed Frame, a junior for DC Everest. Running off the far side tackle, the right tackle. He's got a good gain. Passes 45 to the 46, a gain of 7. Second down and 3 from their own 46-yard line. Logan George does remain in there, but it does look like Braden Mitchell is beginning to empty the bench a little bit. Logan George in the shotgun. Handoff again to Freem. Tucks the ball under, runs up the middle, has the first down, stays on his feet past the 50-yard line. Running through a series of arm tackles and push attempts to knock him down. He's inside the 40, past the 35, between the hash marks, and brought down to 34.
It will be first and 10.
Reed Frame, by the way, just his 22nd and 23rd carries of the year, but he's averaging more than 7 yards a carry this year. First and 10 for DC Everest at the plus 34-yard line as they try to add to a 42-8 lead. Logan George, this time giving it to Corbett Ezenroth. He's right up the gut between the hash marks, past the 30-yard line to the 27, a gain of 7, second down and 3.
Leo Endress. He will be second down for the Evergreens.
Second down and 3 from the plus 27. George the pass. He's under duress. Rolls out far side. Now he'll run it himself. He's got the far sideline, has the first down, and runs out of bounds at the 23, maybe 22-yard line. First and 10 for DC Everest.
Ryan Schultz. It will be first and 10 for DC Everest.
Yeah. First and 10 from the plus 22 for DC Everest. They lead 42-8, 7 minutes to go in the first half. Screen pass near side to Cohen Preby, wide receiver, but not much room to go. A nice job of tackling him after a short gain by Zach Johnson.
Tackle on the play by number 16, Zach Johnson.
Zach Johnson with a nice tackle there. Johnson, by the way, a sophomore for this Memorial team, so he's not one of the guys who this has to be his last game. Now, they still give him 5 yards on the play. Oh, see, here's the thing. He tackled him right around the knees. That allowed Preby to dive ahead. Second down and a long five from the plus 18-yard line. George rolling out far side. Looking, finds his safety valve, hits his man for a first down at the 10. Shashay's passed a guy inside the five and brought down near the goal line is Cohen Preby. And Preby, they're going to say, was in.
Touchdown,
so Preby leans across the goal line. He's in. Cohen Preby with the touchdown reception, his fourth touchdown reception, the fourth touchdown pass of the first half for Logan George. He came in with 12 touchdown passes all year. He's got four in the first half of this game, and it's 48-0 DC Everest. 48-8 DC Everest. 48-8 DC Everest with 6:14 to go until halftime. Extra point here for Stasiak. Ah, the extra point, the snap is bobbled. Stasiak picks up the ball, throws it towards the end zone, and it's incomplete along the back line. So the extra point fails as the snap was bobbled by the holder, the quarterback, Logan George, and the ball went into the hands of Stasniak. Otherwise, George himself would have tried to throw it. But extra point fails, but still, it's 48-8 DC Everest with 6:14 to go until halftime. It's Memorial Ball when we come back from Eau Claire Hometown Media in 93.5 The Tap.
Sportsmen in the Valley know that when it comes to success in the outdoors, you need to depend on a trusted partner like Bill's Sports Shop in Chippewa Falls. With over 50 years of family ownership and expertise in rod and reel repair, you know you'll never let the big one get away. Bill's is local, and that means their knowledge takes the guesswork out of everything you'll need for fishing. They're like fresh live bait now in stock. Bill's Sports Shop appreciates the local support. Join their Bill's Sports Shop group on Facebook and share your favorite fish picks and videos.
48-8 in favor of DC Everest, 6:14 to go until halftime. All DC Everest in this one as Memorial's regular season winding down with an absolute blowout here. A line drive kick that hits off an up man for Memorial and deadened right at the 27-yard line. It'll be first and 10 for Memorial at their 27-yard line. Well, we're about to end this regular season, and without a single bad night for football. We had some warm days early, but it was never too hot on the Friday nights in August and September, and even as we get into October, never a night where there was rain, never a night where it was really chilly. Out past the far side to Clark. Clark hits the far sideline. He's got room to run. He's got the first down past the 40-yard line and is spun out of bounds by Aiden Smith for DC Everest. Past the 40 out near the 44-yard line, but a first down. Julius Clark, who we'll see on the basketball court for Chad Briskey's squad here in a month and a half on the reception there. Julius Clark came into this game with a team-high 31 receptions on the year. That's even after missing 3 weeks of the year. First and 10 from their own 43. Hand off to Zach Johnson. Nowhere to go, wrapped up at the line. Remember, Shamar Simmons was banged up on the last series. I hope that's not the last that he gets to play as a senior, though. Did have a big 20-yard run earlier in this game. Gunlock throws far sideline to the first down marker. Coming back for it is Clark. Makes the catch, turns, heads upfield, gets an extra couple of yards, and has the first down. 10-yard reception to Julius Clark. And a first down inside DC Everest territory to the 44. First and 10 for Memorial at the DC Everest 44-yard line.
Touchdown.
Rolling out near side. By the way, this is Marcus Holmberg now in at quarterback. Tucks it under. Tries to get back to the line of scrimmage. He's wrapped up near the line of scrimmage as he was getting back, but he was brought down with a horse collar. Aiden Smith, they're going to say, brought him down from behind with a horse collar. So instead of it being a loss of a yard, maybe two, it'll be a horse collar tackle, 15 yards, and a free first down for Memorial. Well, it looks like Marcus Holmberg into the game now, the sophomore who played a little bit earlier in the year when Aaron Gunlock was hurt, and we might have seen the end of Aaron Gunlock's Memorial career as the senior. Of course, while the team is going to go down to defeat today, did have a 30-yard touchdown pass to his fellow senior Tay Ferguson earlier. His 10th touchdown pass of the year. Holmberg, short pass near side to Ferguson, makes the catch at the 30-yard line. And is brought down right around the 26, which will be a yard shy of the first down. It was first and 10 from their own 34. Ferguson a little slow to get up and now will tiptoe to the near sideline, and you wonder how much longer they'll keep Ferguson in as well. They marked him down at the 27, so second down and 3 from their own 27. Give goes to Johnson, running right to the far side, waits for an opening to develop, now turns upfield and gets the 25 and is walled off a yard shy of the first down. It'll be third down and a yard from the 25-yard line. Holmberg, handoff Johnson. He's hit it at the last scrimmage, but is able to channel his way ahead and gets the first down to the 22. A gain of 3 and a first and 10 for Memorial. 2:25 to go in the first half. It's a 48-8 lead for DC Everest. Memorial trying to get points before the end of this first half. Holmberg throws over the middle. Clark bobbled off his hands and picked off. Picked off at the 15-yard line, as it was deflected into the midst of Alex Weller. It went off the hands of Clark, who was coming over the middle, and it bounced right into the hands of Weller. Clark had to go off his hands about chest high. Weller was right there in front of him, and it was almost like it was pitched back to him. And Weller with the interception, and DC Everest takes over at their 19-yard line with 1:37 left until halftime in this one. It is not what you want if you're Memorial. See if George is still in at quarterback for DC Everest, and yet George is still in at quarterback. Corbin Ezenroth, though, is coming in running back. Looks like we may have seen the end of Blake Bankston. Meanwhile, before this snap, a false start called on DC Everest. That'll back them up. It'll be first and 15 from their own 14-yard line as they head from right to left across your listening device. We are in running clock situation, by the way, so the clock has been running. We're under a minute to go. So in reality, they could run just this one play, and that would take us into halftime. And before they run another play, there's a flags are thrown. Clock will keep running. And they're going to call another false start on DC Everest. And you wonder if they're doing it on purpose. I don't think that's the case, but they don't have to run a play if they don't want to. They don't have to be, they'll false starting here. In fact, with 20 seconds and counting, they don't have to leave the huddle, but they are. It's first and 20 from their own 9-yard line, but they don't have to run a play here if they don't want to. 10 seconds to go in the half. They send a man in motion. George does take the snap. He's going to let the throw in his end zone. Now runs upfield. He's past the 10-yard line, out to the 15-yard line, gains 5 yards back. And that's how the first half comes to an end. Ethan Burrows on the tackle for Memorial. That's how the first half comes to an end. All DC Everest in that first half as they put a pummeling on Eau Claire Memorial. DC Everest a 48-8 lead at the end of the first half. Well, we'll come back. We'll update you on how we got here. We'll go over some other news and notes from this game and get you ready for the second half. This is high school football from Eau Claire Hometown Media and 93.5 The Tap.
Attention gentlemen, fall is here, and Muldoon's Menswear has you covered. Whether you're stepping out in style with a tailored Jack Victor suit, kicking back in a Tommy Bahama shirt, or staying sharp in 34 Heritage jeans, Muldoon's has everything you need. Fresh fall fashions are arriving daily, perfect for any occasion, from casual wear to outerwear, shoes and tuxedos. Visit Muldoon's today and find your perfect fit. Muldoon's Menswear.
Don't go anywhere, as coverage of Eau Claire High School football continues next with a halftime show featuring an interview and a replay of the top highlights from the first half.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Eau Claire Hometown Media is where the Chippewa Valley comes to talk. Follow Eau Claire Hometown Media on Spotify and have local podcasts come right to you every single day. Eau Claire Hometown Media features Banker with a Beer, Dose of Dog, Talk of the Town, and many other popular local podcasts. Follow Eau Claire Hometown Media on Spotify today.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
When might you be buzzed? When you suddenly love everything.
You guys, I love this song.
I love these nachos.
I love our kickball league. Ugh! I love this guy.
What's your name?
You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzzed warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I love your car. Is this real leather?
We discuss this game and all the local games on the Sports Watch podcast series, heard only at echometownradio.com. That's echometownradio.com. The Sports Watch podcast series is the only audio show in the area that is devoted to Chippewa Valley sports, high school, the Blue Gold, the Chippewa Steel, as well as shining a light on the numerous youth and niche sports organizations in town. The Sports Watch podcast at echometownradio.com. Join the area's newsmakers and learn more about what is happening in our town, all while enjoying a beer with the Banker with a Beer podcast series, heard only at echometownradio.com. Each week, Jerry Keel from Northwestern Bank brings on guests to learn more about what is happening in our region, and along the way, they try some delicious beers. It's the Banker with a Beer podcast series, heard only at echometownradio.com.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
And once again, welcome back to Carson Park, the football regular season finale, as the Eau Claire Memorial Old Abes being pummeled, unfortunately. They're losing big to the first place DC Everest Evergreens, 48-8. DC Everest led 14-0 just 2 minutes into this game, and give credit to DC Everest after two physically draining games that they were in that came down to the end, including a double overtime game last week. Playing on a short week, they gave Memorial no chance for any air today. Came out to the big lead and put this game away early, just how any coach would draw it up when they want to prevent an upset. So one half of football left in this season for Memorial, and then for us, our attention turns to Regis, where we'll have Regis playoff football here on 93.5